From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee meets today in Washington. On the agenda, how to bolster a U.S. economy that still faces stubbornly slow growth. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are economists saying the Fed can do?
Well, Craig, first, you know, interest rates are near zero in the open market, and several economists have told us that one tool still available is for the Fed to eliminate all interest on money that banks are keeping with the Fed. Some banks keep large amounts of money there, and they can make small interest without the risk of investing it, of lending it out to businesses. So another idea is also that the Fed could buy securities from banks and buy mortgage-backed securities to increase money supply in the economy. Here's economist John Canley of LPL Financial on that.
Price of money is already is almost as low as it can be. What they can do is add more quantity of money. So they're trying to put more money in the system to sort of restart and spark the economy.
Well, Paul, a panel of economists says the recession officially ended a year ago, but that doesn't seem to match reality for many Americans.
That's right. Economists we've spoken with say the economy is, in fact, slowly growing. It's not in recession, meaning that it is not contracting for consecutive quarters. But the growth is so slow and the number of jobs lost has been so great that it still feels like a recession to millions of people and thousands of businesses. So the Fed will be looking at every possible option today to help boost the pace of growth. And those are a couple of the tools, the ones we discussed just a moment ago.
So what action is the Fed likely to take today?
Well, no one's sure. It may not take any specific action, but there could be an announcement regarding what it's thinking about doing.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The Senate today considers repealing the ban on gays serving openly in the military. A provision to do that has been attached to a military spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says now is the time for Congress to act.
We should choose common sense over discrimination. We're going to match our policy with our principles and finally say that in our country, everyone who steps up to serve our country should be welcomed.
But Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says even the Secretary of Defense is urging Congress not to act until the military completes its own study of how to lift the ban.
Democrats have decided to put their own political interests ahead of the collective judgment of our military service chiefs, who are still in the midst of a study about whether Don't Ask, Don't Tell can be repealed without hurting combat readiness.
The House has already acted on the issue. Nine NATO soldiers are dead in Afghanistan in a helicopter crash. Quill Lawrence has more.
The crash also left three survivors wounded, including an American civilian and an Afghan soldier. Afghan government officials reported that the helicopter came down in the Daichopan district of southern Zabul province. The area is considered insurgent territory, but NATO military officials reported no hostile fire at the time of the crash.
This is NPR. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging developed nations not to, in his words, balance their budgets on the backs of the poor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Ban made the appeal at the start of a UN summit on meeting the world's humanitarian needs.
Jeffrey Sachs, an advisor to the Secretary General and the head of Columbia University's Earth Institute, says he's hoping countries will come up with a real action plan.
These are achievable goals, and this is the week to determine whether we're going to take them seriously for the next 5 years.
President Obama is to address the summit on Wednesday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is also speaking on this issue and is to announce today a new alliance to promote cleaner, safer stoves for the world's poor. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
A man suspected in a series of stabbing deaths in Michigan, Ohio, and Virginia is now facing a murder charge. But as Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports, the man is likely to face additional criminal charges.
Prosecutors charged 34-year-old Elias Abu-Lazim with a single non-fatal assault when he was captured last month in Atlanta. But he's a suspect in 18 stabbings this summer, the vast majority in Flint, Michigan. Flint Police Chief Alvern Locke says officials have now added a charge of open murder, along with four other assault with intent to murder charges. And he says more could be coming.
This is still an ongoing case. And we still are, you know, investigating. We still have things at the crime lab that hasn't come back yet.
Locke says the murder charge stems from matching the DNA of a victim with blood found in Abu Lazim's SUV. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.